Hello and welcome to online worship from Cleedon Park and Harton in sunny South Shields. We're so glad that you are joining with us in worship and praise this evening. Wherever you may be, you are most welcome.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah.
Thank you. faithful one whose word is life, come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer and shape our lives. For the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived by the light of our own eyes as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Collect for the fourth Sunday of Easter. Risen Christ, faithful shepherd of your Father's sheep, teach us to hear your voice and to follow your command, that all your people may be gathered into one flock to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The day after they had arrested Peter and John for teaching about Jesus and the resurrection, the rulers, elders and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all of the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you. Your goodness will lead me home. He guides my ways in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on his pure fear the evil one,
reading from the first letter of John. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action, and by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For our God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive him from whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that has given us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. Hallelujah! Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold, and I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Last week, at the end of In-Person Church, we heard the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah. Where I grew up in Yorkshire, performances of Messiah were very much a part of the rhythm of the year, but mostly at Christmas. But how can it not be appropriate for Easter too, especially the Hallelujah Chorus? I've had another movement of Messiah as an earworm for a while, knowing that today is often referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday. It was the chorus, All We Like Sheep, echoing Isaiah's words, All we like sheep have gone astray, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Sheep, getting into endless scrapes and needing rescuing, that's us. Thank goodness that we have a shepherd, one who is always watching, ready to come looking for us when we get ourselves stuck in brambles or distracted by a bee and left behind, or at the mercy of wolves or rustlers. He may know us and we may hear his voice, but I wonder how often he knows us well enough to wonder whether we could maybe listen the first time he calls us to save us going astray or getting into those scrapes that we so frequently do. He will, though, always come to look for us and bring us home rejoicing. That is the hope and comfort that we have in the Lord our Shepherd. In the hymn version of Psalm 23, The King of Love, it's phrased, Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me. and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. I've had this version of Psalm 23 in mind for quite a few funerals recently, and I thought of it again the other day while listening to a Northumberland Archive oral history recording of the life of a shepherd captured in the 1970s who was born in 1899. He was recalling routines in winter and spring, and in particular the bad snow of 1917, where they had to be so careful taking extra hay out to the hillsides so as not to cause avalanches that sheep would get buried in. That winter, he said, they actually had run out of hay by the time the snow cleared. "You must have lost some sheep then," asked the interviewer. "Oh yes," he said, "some. But there are always losses. You can't be a shepherd without losses." That phrase struck me as I returned to the echo of "and brought me home rejoicing." The shepherd rejoices when he leaves the 99 to seek the one and brings it home safe. But our shepherd, when he experiences a loss, will still rejoice, gently cradling the lost one home to glory, gathering us in to him. For this he came, and for this, for us, he laid down his life, for the iniquity of us all. It is good that we can rest and trust in Jesus the Good Shepherd. We are his sheep, and he knows us as we know him, and he will seek us out, and he will bring us home rejoicing. However, let us return for a moment to the reading from the letter of John, rather than the Gospel of John. "We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Let us love not just in word or speech, but in truth and action. This is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another just as he has commanded us." Our prayer for this week is, "Teach us to hear your voice and follow your command, that all your people may be gathered into one flock." So I wonder if perhaps we might find time too to consider ourselves not just as sheep, but as sheepdogs. Hearing the shepherd's voice and following his command, alert to the needs of the sheep to keep them together and safe, and watchful over if any of the flock are struggling or who have fallen aside. Swift to act at the direction of the shepherd without second guessing, and attentive too to his call when he calls us to rest, ready to seek out, watch over and bring home sheep all over again tomorrow. How might it change how we feel about our relationship with the shepherd if we can not only think with reassurance of ourselves as sheep, but also of ourselves as sheep dog? Not a passive recipient of his care, but an active participant with him in the care of the sheep and the seeking of the lost, the weak and the strayed, to join in with him in the work of bringing them home rejoicing. What would that mean for who and what we are as church? How do we live out the command to love one another in truth and action as well as word? Not just providing reassurance to the gathered flock, but engaging with John's question. How does God's love abide in anyone who sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? What does love one another look like as our local world begins to reorient to a post-pandemic normality, yet bearing the scars of isolation, job loss and anxiety? And what does it look like for us to bear that verse in mind as we look further afield, as we pray for countries still in the grip of COVID. For all the other situations near and far that fall from visibility because of COVID. Places and people and presents and futures that we are called to care about. For we cannot just relax as sheep. Rather, we too are invited to the costly and precious task of loving one another in truth and action, of laying down our lives for him, by the one who laid down his life for us. Let us hear your voice, Lord, and follow your command. Not only that we might know your truth and peace, but that all your people may know the justice of love. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried.
He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received and this we believe. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Hallelujah. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you.
Let us pray to the Lord, who is our shepherd, who is our refuge and our stronghold. For the reassurance and comfort of his people, for all who are fearful and anxious that they might be at peace and free from worry, for all who are safe and healthy, that they might be joyful and thankful for their blessings, for all who long to be active in God's service, that they might hear his call to shepherd his people. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the isolated and housebound, that we may be alert to their needs and care for them in their vulnerability. For our homes and our families, our schools and our young people, for all in any kind of need or distress, that our communities may be places of trust and friendship, where all are known and cared for. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the imprisoned and oppressed, that they might know freedom and justice. For those who care for creation, that they might urge us into better stewardship. For people and places of faith, that they might inspire love in and out of their acts of love. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for hope and healing for all in despair or suffering, remembering especially this week the plight of people in India, and for those around the world trying to treat and manage COVID with too few resources. We pray that heartbroken families everywhere might feel the consolation of knowing loved ones being watched over and carried home rejoicing. We pray for those who grieve, this week for those who mourn John Fleming, and for those who remember still Lillian Ridley and Foster Anderson, Norman Spencer and Robert Campbell, Norma Dryden and Margaret Coverdale, Winifred Mack and George Arthur Ross. May they know the joy of your presence, and those who remember them trust in their dwelling with you eternally. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for ourselves, that knowing Jesus laid down his life for us might impact our lives and the way we live for him, as individuals and as a community. May we love one another in word, in truth, and in action. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We commend the world and all for whom we pray, saying together, Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Gathering our prayers and praise into one, let us pray as our Saviour taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
He has given us new life and hope.
He has raised Jesus from the dead.
He has brought us out of darkness.
God has claimed us as his own.
He has made us light to the world.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And can it be that I should
Oh.